Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen. Welcome back, listeners. Today, we're diving into the world of nutritious eating, and I'm going to share some valuable tips from farm to table, simple ways to source nutritious foods in a modern world. So what does this basically mean? So tips for where to find high-quality, nutrient-rich foods in a world that is filled with endless food options of sugar and processed food and all the things. So in a world filled with endless food options, making healthy choices can feel overwhelming. But fear not, I've got you covered. Join me as we explore practical strategies for finding and selecting nutritious foods and some of my favorite places to shop and where to find those foods. So let's get started. This is a quick, short, and sweet, no bull episode, and I'm just gonna give you it how it is. I think I do that usually though, but anyway, I like to just give it to you how it is and not waste your time. So point number one, know your labels and your certifications. So what does this mean? So first up, let's talk about the importance of understanding food labels and the certifications. So familiarizing yourself with common labels like organic or non-GMO, grass-fed, for example, these labels indicate certain standards and practices used in food production. So additionally, look for trusted certifications like USDA organic, non-GMO project verified, which provides assurance that the food meets specific criteria for quality and sustainability. So non-GMO means not genetically modified food, essentially. Grass-fed beef means it is beef that is not fed grains and things, so there's less hormones and stuff. It's just pasture-raised meats, pasture-raised eggs, chickens, free-range, things like that. You don't necessarily want – there is a difference between cage-free and free-range eggs. So cage-free eggs just means that the chickens were not kept in cages, right? But like individual tiny little cages, they were able to just kind of go where they want. Pasture raised, on the other hand, is where the chickens are allowed to kind of free roam in a pasture. That's typically, now of course, cage free are better than, you know, non-cage free, but even better than that is pasture raised or free range. So knowing different labels like that is really good to know what those kind of mean, and be careful and aware that some labels are going to say things like natural flavor or naturally sourced. That does not mean that it comes from a plant or an animal. It just means that it was naturally created in a factory. It was naturally created with chemicals. So be aware that just because it says natural flavor doesn't mean it is a plant-based flavor or a flavor that or it wasn't a plant-based item or ingredient or something like that. So also be aware of that generic natural flavoring. That's not really natural. It was naturally created, like I said, in a lab, but it was not made from the earth by natural earth processes. So be aware of that as well when you're looking at your labels and your certifications as you're going through the grocery stores. So that's kind of the first little point I have for you on simple ways to just kind of walking through the grocery store, seeing all these different things. What do some of those labels even mean? So hopefully that kind of explained that a little bit better. The next point is shop local and shop seasonal. Okay, so I'm going to expand on this one a little bit. So let's explore the benefits of shopping local and seasonal. So visiting, i.e. visiting your local farmer's market or joining a community-supported agriculture, which is essentially a CSA program, to source your fresh, locally grown produce. What is a CSA or a community-supported agriculture? So I'm going to explain one that my husband and I have done CSAs for a long time. We're not doing one this year because I am going to try and start growing my own food more this year, as well as I'm going to shop at some farmers markets and stuff just to kind of supplement. But CSAs are great if you're somebody who is not going to be able to, If you are somebody who's not going to be able to actually grow your own food, so to speak, or you don't have the time to do that, or maybe the land or whatever it is. So the CSA is where you pay, let's say, a couple hundred dollars. It depends. It could be $200, it could be $400, it could be a flexible amount, but you pay it up front to the farm, the local farm, right up front. Usually sometime in March, they start taking them. Sometimes if they'll fill up right away. Sometimes they'll still be open in April, but you pay them up front. And what you're doing is you're paying the farmer the money he needs now in the winter time so that he can plant his seeds and grow his vegetables and stuff, because they're not typically having as much income coming in during that time of year. Then when they do grow the plants, usually from the months of June, July, August, September, October, at least that's where it is up here in New England. Of course, that might change differently based upon where you are. You then get to go to the farm. So Nick and I used to go to the farm every week and pick out a basket of fruits and vegetables. And this was honestly so rewarding because we were spending about, I think the one we bought into was about $400 that we paid right up front in March. But then we got a big basket of fresh fruits, vegetables, and flowers every single week starting in June all the way through October. And we got to pick them out ourselves. Some they already are pre-picked. Others you can pick them out yourself. It just depends on the one you go to. So that's what a CSA is, just to kind of explain. A farmer's market, most of you kind of already know what those are, but I would just check online, check out your local town's Facebook pages or online or community centers or wherever. Just Google local farmer's markets near me or CSAs near me, and you can just get things like that. So locally, so that's where I would say shop local. Locally sourced foods also are often harvested at peak ripeness, maximizing their flavor and nutritional content. So this is another thing why choosing in-season produce ensures you're enjoying fruits and vegetables at their freshest and most nutritious point. So foods not in season, for example, have been picked weeks or even months ago. Maybe you, like right now I live in Massachusetts, in New England, and in the wintertime, of course, watermelon is not grown up here. We have to ship it in from, say, California, or pineapple from Hawaii. And yes, while it's delicious and it's better than nothing, of course, its nutritional content exponentially declines if it is not frozen. So once it's been on the shelf or in the truck or in your fridge or wherever it is for weeks, that nutritional value is cut nearly in half. So that's why it's really good to shop local and shop seasonal, because that nutritional value is going to be at peak and you're going to get almost twice as much nutrition just by eating the apple that was locally sourced or the strawberries that were locally sourced, for example. Ladies, let me ask you this question. Are you spending hours a day on Google or socials trying to figure out how exactly to get rid of your headaches, or wondering why are my moods all over the place, or how do I even relieve my PMS? I see you, okay? And I know you're feeling overwhelmed and confused by the whole thing, because I did too at one time. I literally spent hours each day trying to figure out how to track my cycle and get rid of my PMS. Literally, I'm not even kidding you, hours. I did not want to struggle with my debilitating effects of birth control or imbalanced hormones or any of those things any longer. And yes, while sure, I did eventually figure it out, all that time spent trying to learn it on my own was just stealing from my time that I could have been doing other things, like being with my family, for example.
I want you to know that you do not have to waste hours surfing through Google or social media just to find mixed or vague information that confuses you. I invite you to come and learn what the power of balancing your hormones can do for your health, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I myself have had balanced hormones, yes, even while being postpartum, for nearly 3 years now, and honestly, I have never felt physically or mentally better. And it's not just affecting my own life either. My family is flourishing in turn because of it too. My energy has never been higher. My mood is stable. And honestly, bonus, I have hit so many of my fitness goals because of it too. With my Master's of Science in Nutrition with a focus in hormones, prenatal health and certifications and personal training certifications, and countless years of experience, I am so ready to help you. Come right now to hormonehealing.org. Again, that's hormone healing, H-O-R-M-O-N-E, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G.org, and see if this might be the answer you've been searching for. Again, that's hormonehealing.org.
So that's the next thing. So one is knowing your labels and what's on a label when you're going to the grocery stores. Two is shopping local and seasonal for vegetables and fruits and produce. And the next one is know where to shop, right? So of course, you're going to find more health foods at certain areas than others. So for me, some of my favorite places to shop are Thrive Market, which is an online grocery store where they sell all organic foods or wholesome foods that have whole ingredients, minimal ingredients. It's completely online at wholesale prices. They don't sell produce or anything like that. It's all dried goods, canned goods. They do have some frozen foods and things like that. And I will get my crackers. I'll get sometimes my breads. I get the Yum Earth organic fruit snacks for my girls. I get multiple different things from there. Then there's also Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, of course, is great if you have a local Trader Joe's. Of course, Wegmans or Whole Foods, they're a little more expensive to shop at, but they usually have a lot more healthy options. If you're living in the New England area, Market Basket tends to have some really good shopping, nutritious options as well. So those are just some of my favorite places that I like to shop at, and just knowing what local grocery stores have better options or not. Aldi tends to have some healthier options as well. So just get to know your stores in your area. So the next thing is, so let's go back and just recap. So one, know your labels. Two, shop local and seasonal. Three, know where to shop. And four, grow it yourself. So this is something that I am really starting to get into. I'm really starting to get into homesteading and growing things myself and fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that. And I love it because it makes me feel as though I'm not reliant on somebody else. It also makes me feel like I am accomplished, that I grew my food or I made my bread or I did this, but it also makes me know exactly what is going into my children's bodies and me and my husband's bodies, right? And I also try to make it fun for my kids. So for example, this year I plan to do a garden. I'm not going to do it huge because Nick's away on his deployment, but I do want to plant some vegetables that I know I'm going to eat. And I'm going to have a little kids section, so to speak, for the kids where they can do potatoes and carrots, for example, which are two really hardy vegetables or roots rather that you can just have the kids dig in the dirt to plant the seeds, let them grow, water them, whatever, super hardy. You can pretty much do whatever you want with them and they'll still grow. And then when it's time for you to harvest them, the kids just go out there with, you know, their rain boots on, of course, because they're going to get muddy, and their little spade and shovels, and they can just dig around in what I call the quote unquote kids section and find their treasures, i.e. the potatoes and the carrots. And I just love this. This is just a kind of a fun way of getting the kids to learn too. Hands-on learning tends to be the best way to learn. So not only is the food more fresh, but there is something to say about knowing how to provide for yourself, being self-sufficient, not relying on grocery stores for every single item. So just stay tuned for more on this, because I have a feeling that in the next coming years, nothing crazy this year, since, you know, again, my husband's deployed and I'm not trying to just survive right now, but definitely stay tuned for more on this as I slowly make more steps to live a more holistic lifestyle at home with the homesteading, produce, food, and things like that. I'm always telling you guys, never feel overwhelmed. It's always just one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. At one time, I was not really into any of the growing. I was not into really reading any of the nutrition labels. I was not really into having glass containers. And this has been a journey for me over years, just slowly over time, right? You have your whole life. So just make one step each couple months, and then add another thing in each couple months, and until that becomes a habit, and then add another thing in each couple months until that becomes a habit. And then it just becomes a lifestyle versus feeling like all this work that you have to do. So don't feel overwhelmed. And in the meantime, as you are incorporating these things slowly over time, reach out to me for hormone and nutrition coaching at hormonehealing.org. So there you have it, practical tips for sourcing nutritious foods to support your health and well-being in a modern, processed, overly sugared world. So by understanding food labels and certifications, by shopping local and seasonal, by opting for whole foods, and possibly even starting to grow your own food, you can make informed choices that are going to nourish your body and contribute not only to a healthier you, but in the long run, a healthier planet. So thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions on the Hormone Healing Podcast. I'll talk to you later. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable. Because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.